It's Wednesday, April 8th. I'm Bree Burkett, and this is KNAU's Local News Now. Activists say they have reason to believe U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will operate out of a building in southwest Flagstaff. KNAU's Adrian Scablin reports the building's owner has denied knowledge of the plans.
The activist group Keep Flagstaff Together says the office could open at 1585 South Plaza Way. It's a building down the street from the University Plaza Shopping Center and about a mile from Northern Arizona University. The group didn't provide specific evidence of ICE's plans. The site is owned by Flagstaff businessman Scott Baugh, who manages Flagstaff real estate through his company Moore Properties. Baugh told KNAU last week he didn't know of any plans for ICE to lease the space. Moore already leases space to the federal government. The building appears to house U.S. Department of Agriculture offices. Federal records show the government is also leasing space in the adjacent property. Baugh couldn't be reached for further comment. Last month, Flagstaff and Coconino County officials said ICE was planning to open a substation in the city. It caused widespread concern in the local community amid a nationwide backlash against the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. For KNAU, I'm Adrian Scablin in Flagstaff.
Grand Canyon National Park is preparing for its peak season with a $100 per person entry fee in effect for foreign residents. The Trump administration imposed the surcharge at the canyon and 10 of the most popular parks last year. It only applies to the Grand Canyon in Arizona and not the state's two other national parks. That would be Saguaro and Petrified Forest. The non-resident fee applies to international visitors 16 and older. That is in addition to the existing $35 per vehicle entrance cost. Officials say park rangers are checking for proof of residency at entry gates to ensure compliance. A fraternity member accused in the hazing death of a pledge pleaded not guilty in Coconino County Superior Court this week. Carter Eslick is charged with one count of felony hazing in the January death of Colin Martinez. Eslick served as pledge master for NAU's now disbanded Delta Tau Delta chapter. The indictment alleges he coerced Martinez into consuming an excessive amount of alcohol during an off-campus initiation event. Martinez later died from alcohol poisoning. Eslick is out of custody and under the supervision of the County Probation Department's Pretrial Services Division. He's scheduled to return to court next month. An Arizona bill to crack down on short-term rentals like Airbnb and Vrbo is officially dead for the year. House Bill 2429 stalled last week after missing key deadlines for a Senate hearing. The measure aimed to give cities like Sedona and Prescott more power to limit the number of people in one rental, shut down bad actors, and other controls. Supporters argue the lack of regulation has fueled a housing crisis in northern Arizona and across the state, making it nearly impossible for local workers to find affordable homes. The bill's sponsor, that is Prescott Representative Selena Bliss, says she hasn't officially given up, but admits the chances of resurrecting the proposal this session are slim. Yavapai County voters will decide this November whether to double the existing sales tax used to fund the local jail system. The Board of Supervisors unanimously approved a resolution to include the issue on the general election ballot. The measure would increase the jail tax from a quarter of a cent per dollar to half a cent per dollar. Officials say about $38 million is needed annually to keep up with inflation and the growing population. The Sedona Red Rock News reports that tourists would account for roughly 20% of the revenue. The board also pledged to cut property taxes if the sales tax is approved. The new rate would go into effect in July 2027 and remain in place for 20 years. The Flagstaff Planning and Zoning Commission has narrowly endorsed a proposal to ban data centers in the city. The Arizona Daily Sun reports that the 4-3 decision sets the stage for what will likely be a contentious discussion and vote by the city council. Supporters raised concerns about the massive electricity and water consumption of data centers, as well as the constant noise they generate. The council was initially scheduled to consider the matter this week, but postponed a vote until May 5th. To date, no developer has pitched a major data center in Flagstaff. However, a large facility is planned in Page. The Arizona Department of Child Safety is supporting a package of bills to reform the agency. The bipartisan-backed legislation would require caseworkers to include pictures of children in their reports. Another measure would mandate coordination between the agency and tribal communities. Proponents say DCS has been a willing partner following the high-profile deaths of three young girls under the state's care. Seven reform bills have advanced in the legislature. One that requires DCS to partner with state tribes has already been signed into law. That one was inspired by the 2025 murder of Emily Pike, a 14-year-old girl in the custody of the San Carlos Apache tribe who ran away from a Mesa group home. Fry's Food Stores will pay a settlement and update its training for management following a disability discrimination lawsuit from the Arizona Attorney General. The office's Civil Rights Division sued the grocery store chain on behalf of a deaf employee. The suit alleged that Fry's discriminated against them by refusing to provide an American Sign Language interpreter. The company ultimately fired the employee. Fry's agreed to pay them $120,000 as part of the settlement and reclassify the termination as a voluntary resignation. The store must also hold anti-discrimination training for management and establish a relationship with an interpreting agency.
I'm Canadian meteorologist Lee Bourne. A warm, beautiful April Wednesday in the forecast. High temperatures running around 10 degrees or so above average for this time of year. Mountain locations, Flagstaff, Williams, Grand Canyon, Sholo, Pine Top, Lakeside. High temperatures in the low 70s today. Navajo and Apache counties checking in the upper 70s, low 80s. Prescott region near 80 degrees in the Verde Valley in the upper 80s. We then turn windy and continued warm through the remainder of the work week. This ahead of an unsettled weather pattern that settles in this weekend and goes for several days. We will be much cooler and windy through the weekend with spotty light April showers around. Better chances for more widespread precipitation come early next week.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.